Joining us this morning, former state representative and now senator, Keith Gaynor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to have you. Now, before we get into the deep weeds here on what we can expect this session, maybe you could explain to us how your role is now different as a senator from being a state representative.
Well, initially, I didn't think it would be much different. And we do deal with the same legislation, and probably the only main difference is that the Senate does do confirmations of appointments from the governor. So other than that, we've just got half as many people to deal with the same amount of work. So it's going to be a very busy session. And as I said, the dynamics are just different because of the relationships. Mm-hmm. When there's fewer people on the committee, I think we'll get to know each other a little better than we probably did in the House. But other than that, I think, as I said, we're dealing with the same legislation, and it'll just take a little more work from us all.
All right. Now, this is the long session this year. We've got a lot of budget issues coming up. Can you fill us in on some of that?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we had, last month already, the current governor, Governor Inslee going out, came out with a suggestion that we have to be making cuts. We had up to anywhere from 5 to 15 billion deficit. And I think Governor-elect Ferguson will be sworn in tomorrow. You know, he's kind of taken a different approach. So I think what we are seeing is a lot of the anticipation that we, when I say we, our side of the aisle, had said that, you know, we have this bow wave, we're making unsustainable commitments. It has caught up with us. And, you know, the revenues are still strong. So the state itself is okay. It's just that we made commitments that we really are not able to pay for at this point.
Mm-hmm. When you look at outgoing Governor Inslee and incoming Governor Ferguson, what differences do you see, or do you see it as more of the same?
Well, I think it will be different. And I want to give the governor-elect, you know, benefit of the doubt that he's sincere in what he's saying about how we're going to take a look at scaling back the scope of government, reducing some of the commitments and financially that we have. He's talked about public safety and that, you know, those are the kinds of things that you can talk about it, but then you have to deliver. So as I said, I think he's got a clean slate. It will be different. I think he's already more engaged with the process than what we've seen in the past. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make some good progress.
I know as a state representative, you served in several capacities and on several committees. How does that come into play for you as a state senator?
Well, actually, this is kind of exciting for me because I've been on the Transportation Committee, but in the House, it was a much bigger committee. I wasn't a part of that subcommittee. Now in the Senate, I am the assistant ranking, which means that Senator King and I will be negotiating for the Republican side in the conversations, and I'm really, you know, kind of excited about that opportunity to be at the table when those budget decisions are being made. I will be also the ranking member on housing, and of course housing is a big issue here in the state, and we had a good conversation yesterday just about what are the things that might be looked at as far as changing the way we do things, and we had an opportunity to talk with Oregon to see what they're doing, and I'm hopeful that everything's on the table as far as making changes. And then I'm also on local government, and of course that's something that's near and dear to me because I believe that, you know, the most effective government is one that's closest to the people, and that is your cities and counties. So I'm always excited about being able to advocate for local governments.
You mentioned just before coming on the air that there are already many bills that have been put forward. What can you tell us about some of those?
Well, it was kind of surprising that the first day of session that the rent stabilization or rent control bill was out in the House already. And that will be a major topic of conversation. So I think we're hitting the ground running with some of the more contentious issues. I know we'll be talking about transgender things here shortly. Those bills have been filed. So we'll see plenty of action from day one.
Mm-hmm. Any legislation that you're looking to put forward?
Well, there's a number of things that I've been responding to requests. I had some constituent requests regarding water fees. I have a bill with the auditors, statewide auditors, to clean up some of the RCWs for them. I do have another one having to do with the siting of wind farms and solar farms. And, you know, those are, as I said, they're the things that have come to me. People have been asking in my capacity if I would sponsor those. And I think those are things that I think are important for us to get in place. So I'm sure there'll be more as we go along. I have a few others too, but they're kind of a wide variety of things at this point.
All right. Well, I know it's only day two here. Are there anything else that you would like to get out and share with the community this morning?
Well, as we always encourage people, please stay engaged. I think it's important for people to understand, you know, what is happening in that legislative process, because we only do the work when we're in session. I mean, laws only change during the 105 days. And it's really important for constituents to be aware of where we are as representatives, where we are, you know, voting, how we're voting, and making sure that your voice is being heard. It may be very important in that your voice may be different than ours, and it may be a perspective that we need to hear. So please don't, you know, be bashful, I guess, of expressing your opinions, because we want to govern well. We want to represent you well. So we just encourage any input that you feel like it would be helpful. Please feel free to do that.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate your service and particularly taking the time during these sessions to join us for a community connection. Thank you very much, State Senator Keith Gaynor. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.